Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460.com. Hey, I had 2 days off. You have to retrain me. Today, the 31st of May, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's here with me, and he's got a couple of things. He's got the weather, and he's got those national days.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. It is. You know what? Jared has a fan club. I know. Somebody sent him. You know, we don't have to say what it's specifically about, but.
Oh, I got a card from listeners in Sacramento.
Sacramento, yeah.
Which was nice.
That's great. So
anyway,
you just think you toil away there in anonymity, and you're not. They know who you are.
I'm popular now.
You've all always right. been popular.
It's currently 82 degrees already. Today we have an excessive heat warning until 9 p.m. Tuesday. Today's going to be hot with a high of 108, a low of 74. Tomorrow 108 with a low of 73. Wednesday, 105 with a low of 72. And on Thursday, it's slowly going down with a high of 102 and a low of 69.
And Friday, it's all the way down to 99.
Sounds good to me.
Hey, that's good because I'm teaching next weekend. And if it's only 100, I can live with it.
So Saturday, 101. Sunday,
101.
97.
But I'm out there early. And we tell people to bring water. And I have them stay in the shade as much as possible. I bring out sunscreen and spray everybody down if they want it. I don't force people. I don't force people to put sunscreen on. Like I don't force people to get a vaccination. I don't force people to put, a mask on. They're adults. They can figure it out if they want to or not. Don't get excited here and, you're equating sunscreen with vaccinations. Well, only in the sense that if you want to put sunscreen on, feel free to put sunscreen on. You want to get vaccinated? Yes, I got vaccinated. Most, I would say, 90%, 95% of the staff's been vaccinated.
I haven't actually talked to anybody about it besides you and Linda.
Well, let me see.
But I'm vaccinated.
I can only think of one that works in the office but she's had COVID, so she kind of feels like she's okay. So anyway, where were we? Oh, today is the weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And you know what? It's a veteran-owned business. And Chuck and Judy Kinney had this business for a couple of decades. He's won awards for hiring veterans. They have great service. I just saw something on Facebook underrating crime about a lady was complaining about her propane service. And if everything she says in there was true, she has she ought to get a lawyer. But, of course, it's not Shasta Gas Propane. And somebody said in the second comment, you should call Shasta Gas Propane. You're never going to have to worry about that. And I thought, well, that's so true. Shasta Gas Propane, it discounts for seniors and veterans. And get a hold of them at 365-3793. Okay. Well, today is yesterday was Memorial Day. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's right. Before we get started, what national day is it today?
Well, it's a lot of national days, but I'm just going to point out one. It is Smile Day.
How was that?
That was a nice smile, Carl.
There you go. Hey, it cracked my face, but I really tried hard on that one. Good morning, everybody. It is Memorial Day, and you're saying, people say, well, Memorial Day, Carl, why don't you just play a best of? How hard it is finding the best of. They're all just perfect. So trying to find the best of, when something's that good. anyway, but today's Memorial Day. I think it's important that I'm here because I want to talk about it, and you can talk about it too. I got people calling in already. The thing about Memorial Day is this. It's a 3-day weekend because Congress said you celebrate these things on Monday. Oh, it's Memorial Day. Well, yesterday was Memorial Day. But I get this, you know, just if you can judge by Facebook, which is sometimes very, you know, dangerous to do that. So many people put different things in there about what Memorial Day is and what Memorial Day is all about. Memorial Day is for honoring those who have died in the defense of this country. It's not about, it's not Veterans Day where we honor all of our veterans. It's not about National Armed Forces Day where we honor all of our people that are serving right now. It's to honor those who have fallen. And if you were in the military and you were in combat, you know people. You know people that fell. You know people that were there one instant and gone the next. It's a difficult thing for many people even to talk about. So when you hear Happy Memorial Day, it's kind of like, I understand what you're saying, and I understand that people know about it, and when they if they talk about it, they realize it. But Happy Memorial Day, it's kind of like, happy death of your family day. That kind of thing. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah.
You don't want to celebrate death.
You're not celebrating. You're remembering. You are recognizing those who have fallen in defense of this country and still are. You know, we've been at war since 2001. 20 years we've been in war. The casualties have not been like in Vietnam, of course, or World War II, or even the Korean War. But they've been casualties, and in certain times of this conflict, they were heavy casualties. Wounded and dead. And the part about that, the war is not over once you leave it. Yeah, you may walk out of there, whole. But it's like one of my friends said, and I've seen it later, but it said, not all scars show. No, they don't. We still have 22 veterans a day commit suicide. 22. Imagine if you had 22 Hollywood stars, 22 politicians, 22 journalists, 22 people in the social media realm that committed suicide every day. Every day. You don't think there'd be a lot more attention paid to this? Of course it would. 22 veterans a day. Well, it's that PTSD stuff. And, well, it could be a lot of things. And then when you look at something like Agent Orange that was sprayed throughout Vietnam, and so many of our veterans of that war that lived through the war came home and developed cancers and other things, other diseases over this. And then they find out that they can even pass that on now to the next generation. And the Agent Orange was so insidious that they keep finding new diseases that have been the result of this exposure. My cousin was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam, and he escorted one of these spraying missions. And he said at one point everything it shifted, and he says his whole helicopter was just soaked with this. And later on, he started, later on in life, he had kidney failure and had to have a kidney replaced and died young, much younger than the rest of us. All the rest of us are alive. And he died young. Now, Jimmy had a very eventful life, but he also had a life that, he got out of those things, that those wars he was fighting, and became a very successful person. He worked for the government and helping other veterans for a couple of decades. Had a beautiful wife, and then things started going wrong with him. with his kidneys. He got a kidney transplant from another pilot that he didn't know that matched him, but he'd been in the first air calf and knew him from the reunions that they went to, you know, and knew him in a peripheral type thing, and offered his kidney up, which kept Jimmy alive for another year or so. But I look at him as being indicative, kind of an example of what happens to our veterans. In this case, it was Agent Orange. And in Desert Storm, it was something called the Desert Storm something, and where people were getting sick, and they couldn't figure out why they were getting sick. And they never did figure out why it was. If it was, contaminated water, if it was, breathing in all the oil smoke after Saddam Hussein had let off all the oil wells in Kuwait, and you were moving through that fog. And so, you have these things going on. And our wars now, I'm going over, that's okay. In the wars now, we have found out that if you were around the burn pits, because they were burning everything there, plastic and everything, hazardous waste, besides just the garbage and all the burn pits going, is that people are getting sick from that now. It's remarkable that the things that happen, that you walk away from the war, and it comes back at you. And that's not even mentioning PTSD. So 22 a day, my friends, 22 a day that some of them, and some of them can still be counted as casualties of the war. And they are. Some names are added. There's names added on a regular basis to the Vietnam Wall from injuries suffered from in Vietnam. Got to take a quick break. Sleep Number is having a great sale this weekend. It ends today. Mm-hmm. And you can save $1,000 on a Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing and free premier delivery and setup when you add a base. The exclusive offer is also available for military members. Only at Sleep Number stores, and our Sleep Number store is right there in the Target Shopping Center. Or you learn more at sleepnumber.com. It ends today. And it's subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We love our Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number setting is 45. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 35. We sleep very well in this bed. And we have the 360 Smart Bed. It's adjustable. Where you can, if you're reading, you can dial it up so it mattress moves up to support your back. And you can move your feet up, so you're sitting there like zero gravity on your back. It's quite extraordinary, and you will sleep well. And you get the 360 Smart Bed. It can even adjust during the night while you're sleeping. Sleep Number. We'll be right back. 7:18 in the morning. 80 degrees out there. 80 degrees already. There's something wrong about this. We'll be right back.
Listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays,
including your birthday,
paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers.windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Jared, you're going to get the award today. You're fine. I've never heard that song before.
That's Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton. Me America.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty good. I mean, that's powerful. Can anybody not hear her voice and know who it is?
You'd have to be deaf.
How can you not know who Dolly Parton is? Linda had the opportunity to meet Dolly Parton after one of her shows one time. And she said, she's really a nice person. And she knew some of her band members, a drummer and a couple others. And they said, when she comes out to rehearse, she's totally decked out. It's not like she shows up with a sweatshirt for sound checks. She's ready to rock right then. And, I guess you could almost say she's a genius. I guess you could say that. She's a genius at what she does. You know, remember that song 9 to 5, from the movie, that 9 to 5? She got the tune from it. She started rubbing her fingernails together, like clicking, like back and forth. And she showed some, I saw it on a show, she had the music or the tune from 9 to 5. She just did it on her fingernails one day, and then she wrote it right after that. I mean, it's, and you're trying to figure out, well, how did she do that? You know, it's like you're rubbing your fingernails back and forth together and almost like a washboard type thing. Yeah. Jared's in there doing it. See, you can do it. And she came out and she did a 9-to-5 tune on her fingernails. And then that started it. And then she wrote the song. I mean, you've got to be a genius for something like that. Hey, some other thing, people that are geniuses are SST Oil. They've been, working here in Redding since 1967. They want our listeners and their customers to be prepared for the summer. It's 80 degrees right now. We're in the heat warning area here. I don't know what it takes to get to red flag, but it's an excessive heat warning. And do you have defensible space? With the fire season on us, and looking like it could be worse this year than others because of the drought, do you have a go bag with all of your stuff in there that you need, your prescriptions, your important papers, if you have a pet, do you have their go bag with you? Do you have water? Do you have batteries? Do you have any for your flashlights? If you lose power, but you don't have to evacuate, can you take care of yourself that way? SST Oil, urges people to be prepared for this fire season. They are also on the front lines delivering the gas, the oil, the diesel, the jet fuel to help fight these fires. SST Oil, really, really super people down there. They're always looking for good employees. It's an employee-owned company. Give them a call at 241-1167. Hey, I went to a birthday party last night, and for a close friend, one of Linda's close friends, and now has now become one of my close friends, really a super person. And I ran into people there that I haven't run into for over a year and sat down and talked with them. And one of them I'm going to invite on the show as soon as I can, and he's Dr. Randy Smith. And Dr. Smith is, I've heard that name, but he's the one that's led the environmental effort to clean up the creeks, to clean up, to get rid of all the, all those blackberry bushes along the river trails. Volunteers come in there and whack away at this stuff for, several days at a time. But this man is a veritable genius, or he knows so much about the Sacramento River and the salmon industry. And he just dropped some things on me yesterday. I have to share with you today, but when I have him on, you're going to be blown away by the things this man says. And they're all, of course, factual things. Like, did you know that there were 22 salmon canning facilities on the Sacramento between Sacramento and Red Bluff? 22 canning facilities. In 1940, it was a $100 million industry. $100 million industry in 1940 dollars. Would you have any idea of that today, Jared?
I had no idea.
And he explained why. Back then, they had four runs of salmon coming up the river. And there were so many salmon in the river, it would come up to the edge of the river. I mean, the edge of the river, people could catch salmon in ankle-deep water with their hands. Now, think about that. How many salmon would it take? And he says they came in schools. So, maybe there's no salmon. Then all of a sudden, there's 100,000 salmon running by, coming by. And there is a Cahoos Creek right down here by Moore's Flour Mill. You've gone over it 100 times. You know that. And it's just like empty there. It's got some water coming through it. But it's right down there by Moore's Flour Mill and it goes up Oregon Street to the Yuba Post Office. And you've seen that. You've seen that creek in there. Well, that used to be an area that salmon came into. So many salmon. So back in the 20s, late 20s, early 30s, there's so many salmon there. If you wanted a salmon for dinner, you went down there. And there was a guy there that with a pitchfork would just reach in, get one, and toss it up to you. Imagine that. What, you know, and so when he comes on, he's going to talk about what's happened, why this has changed. But 22 fish canneries, salmon canneries on the Sacramento River. It's unbelievable. So that was one of the things I learned last night. I learned so much from people that are so much brighter than me. And if I can just remember 10% of everything they tell me, I feel like the Rio Grande sometimes. You know, like my knowledge base is like a mile wide, but it's like an inch deep, like the Rio Grande in many places. And, you know, so if you ask me, well, why, what happened? Oh, I can tell you partially what happened with the, you know, the waters and the dams and other things that happened, but I can't drill down into it. That really truly explains it, but he can. So we're going to have him on. I'm looking for days right now so I can sit back and you all can listen to the way it used to be around here. He's got, you know, he's got research that goes back from the, you know, the 1840s and the impact the big gold strikes had on these breeding creeks and rivers and the impact it had on salmon and how long it lasted and all this. So we're going to take a quick break and we come back. Do you know what woke is? Are you woke? I don't mean are you awake right now, but are you woke? Well, we're going to go talk about what is being woke. What does that mean? What does it mean to be woke? Does it, is it bad? When did it start? And is it something to be scared of? Jerry's shaking his head no. And but being woke, it's being used in so many different ways right now. One way in specifically, but we'll talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms. And I'm going to go beyond Bastiani Arms. But the fact is, it's a great place to go to shop for your guns. It's where I go. It's one place I buy guns is at Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani started 11 years ago. He's one of the best gunsmiths I have ever seen. He can do anything with that. He treats everybody so well. The fact is that he still has guns coming through and ammo coming through. And the customer service is impeccable. That's Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur. Not today. He's always closed on Mondays anyway, but he's open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm writing this down in the trench, Mom. Don't scold if it isn't so neat. The way that you did when I was a kid, and I'd come home with mud on my feet. The captain just gave us orders, and Mom, we will carry them through. And I'll finish this letter the first chance I get. But for now, I'll just say I love you.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet, and starting on Saturday, June 22nd at 8 a.m., I'll be hosting a new weekly California Adventure District radio show. There are so many great things happening in our region, and I'll be bringing them all to you every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. I'll have guests from our 12 surrounding counties, including Humboldt, Siskiyou, Trinity, Lassen, Mendocino, and many more. You will be able to plan for a great summer and fall right here in the California Adventure District. Join me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Nicknamed him Walker, tied knots to get a badge. Said I'ma serve my country just like my old man. July 29th came and he was gone. A shiny town car parked on that old gravel lot. Two uniforms on the front door they knocked. His mama started crying. She said, "You were lying. Where's my son?"
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. So the 31st of May. And the day off for everybody for Memorial Day. And you're going to be hearing music like this all day. This guy that just that did this is a fellow named Coffee Anderson, which I had never heard about. But Jared, who is a fountain of information, told me he's a YouTube guy. That became famous via YouTube, or became known through YouTube.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah. He has his own like record deals now, but it started through YouTube.
Through YouTube. Yeah. You know what? Some of the hardest missions I had as a Marine was doing that when I was on independent duty. I had those kind of notifications for New Mexico. Most of New Mexico and parts of Colorado and Utah and on the Indian Res. So I probably did, in 3 years, probably did, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 of them. And then we would conduct the services for the people. There was no war going on. It was just people killed in training accidents, car wrecks, motorcycle wrecks, you know, things like this. Accidents, training accidents. And had to make that call on the family. And you walk up there, and you're dressed blues, and you knock on the door. I'd always have a corpsman with me. The reactions were just mostly disbelief. You know, I just talked to my son last week. Yeah. And the first thing, you know, first words out of your mouth, you know, good morning. Because you had to get there early in the morning. Even if it meant driving all night to some of these areas, knocking the door, And you'd have to first make sure we're talking about the same person. And then you would, you know, regretfully, I have to very regretfully tell you that your son is died. And, you know, he died yesterday because we had like 24 hours from the time it hit us. We had to be there within 24 hours, if not sooner. And then I also had a whole bunch of stuff for them. So for them to know about insurance and all these things, of course, they're in shock. But my corpsman, who was really a good guy, really a great guy, he would come back and visit and make sure that, you know, they had all the information. And, you know, and some of them range from, doesn't he have insurance? To, it's not true. I don't believe it. If they invited you in, you'd sit down with them and talk to them about it. The worst one was one that my predecessor, and who sat down with me, and says you got to call them back when they give you when they give it to you from the casualty notification center. When they tell you that somebody's died, call them back just to make sure and to see if there's anything to it, because he went up to Colorado and the people had gotten up, you know, they were up by 7. He was out waiting to go in their house. And he walks up, it's, you know, you can imagine, and then he tells them that their son had died and all this. And the mother looks at him and says, well, why didn't my daughter-in-law call me? Oh, he'd been killed in a car crash. Oh. And so my predecessor, you know, said, well, I'll find out about that. And he goes back out. And before the days of cell phones, found a phone and called back. And it turns out that they not only had the young Marine died, but his wife and the child in the car had all been killed. So he had to go back in there and tell him. Oh, so he said, whatever you do, call the Casualty Notification Center and find out everything that you can. And if you can, call his unit to find out what you can before you step in through that door. It's tough. Now, I am being all pumped up, though, by the Boy Scouts who are walking by the outside here with the and they're putting the American flag up along the street. We have areas right here, spots in the sidewalk that you can put flags in, and all the American flags are going up today. So God bless the Boy Scouts. Woke. Do you know what woke is? What's woke?
I think it's kind of hard to describe. I think it's just being socially aware.
Socially aware. Well, it's, you know, it started out. It went back to the past. It just meant conscious, aware. But the slang word has come to represent an embrace of progressive activism as well. In 2017, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary added it, meaning aware of and actively attentive to important facts and issues, especially issues of racial and social justice. Now, chiefly, it was originally well-informed up to date. Now chiefly alert to social or racial discrimination and injustice. So the after the song came out, Stay Woke became a watchword in parts of the black community for those who were self-aware, questioning the dominant paradigms and striving for something better. In 2013 and 14, after George Zimmerman was acquitted in the Trayvon Martin slaying and the police-involved death of Michael Brown, a wave of Black Lives Matter activism emerged around the country. The phrase went from Twitter hashtag to rallying cry. The word woke became entwined with the Black Lives Matter movement instead of just being a word that signaled awareness of injustice or racial tension. It became a word of action. Now, the other thing is not just that, but also, if you remember the Me Too movement, about starting, of course, with Weinstein and assaulting and raping women, that that people became woke to sexual exploitation, the women being sexually assaulted and Hollywood and other places now. It's just being, so it's being aware of injustices in the world. However, the woke community, it just like every community, can take it to the nth degree. But that is what woke means. Are you woke about it? You know, I got out of bed. You know, I've been sleeping all night. Now I'm woke. Well, it's much more than that now. So, are you woke? This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented. It is a dedicated team of professionals, your local people, locally owned, locally operated, and local board of directors. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one at 1845 California Street, right downtown from here, and, of course, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com, but through all of this, since they began, they have been moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. 80 degrees out there, going up today to 108. So, just to remind you about, because there's people out, a lot of things, it's been really slow this morning outside. The chat room are still sleeping in, it looks like, or they're out on the lake, which, by the way, the lake was absolutely full with houseboats and, I mean, rented out. Holiday Harbor is just slammed and has been slammed. They have had to turn away, they say, an average of 25 people a day for this summer, for the whole summer. 25 a day they turned down. So even though the lake is down, and if you look at the lake, it's they're saying that all of a sudden they're seeing new things in there that they haven't seen since the Shasta Dam was built, because the lake's gotten low. But yeah, there's still hundreds of feet of water in that lake. People are still out there fishing. People are still out there water skiing. People are still out there on the houseboats having a great time. So. I'm not just saying Holiday Harbor because we really like Holiday Harbor. We really like everything they do out there. But if you are looking to get a houseboat this year, you might call them and say, when can you sneak me in there, if possible? It'd be great if they could hold, like, we're going to hold 25% for local. But, of course, you can't do that. You just got to, you know, first come, first serve basis there. 7:46 in the morning, and we'll be right back after these messages.
My mama's sitting there. Looks like I only got a one-way ticket away. Sure wish I could give you one more kiss. War was just a game we played when we were kids. Well, I'm laying down my gun, hanging up my boots. I'm up here with God and we're both watching over you. So lay me down.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more. Right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
All I ever wanted to do was fly. Leave this world and live in the sky. I left the C-130 out of Fort Worth town. I go up some days, I don't want to come down. But well, I fly that plane, call the angel flight. Come on, brother, you're with me tonight. Between heaven and earth, you're never alone. On the angel flight, come on, brother, I'm taking you home.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is the 31st of May. It's the official celebration of Memorial Day, though Memorial Day really was yesterday. And people are getting this three-day weekend, and I wonder if they sit down with their children or their grandchildren and say, "What this is what Memorial Day is. This is what it means." You know, you don't want to put a bummer on people, but people really need to remember that. This is the day that we remember. We don't celebrate it. We remember those in uniform who gave their lives in defense of our country. So we can sit here and be on this radio station. We can go out and have our barbecues. We can go out on the lake and sit in a houseboat. But those freedoms, you cannot just assume those freedoms are going to be with us forever. Many of the things that my grandfather and even my father would say are, you know, the freedoms that they enjoy have been taken away or infringed on. To the point where you have to, you know, where the knowing what those people died for from the Revolutionary War on was to build and to give the freedoms that we enjoy under our Constitution. And sometimes we forget that, and as we watch all the ability to assemble. The ability to say, you know, the First Amendment, to be able to talk freely, to be able to write freely, to be able to arm yourself under the Second Amendment. Those have all been pushed and infringed on by states In some states, the feds have every so often done something that made no sense, but it made them feel good. They've got a lot of feel-good laws out there. So that's what I think of on Memorial Day, is those men and women who gave their lives so that we could remain free. Under, you know, no argument with me, is the best country in the world, the best nation in the world, right here, where you're living right now. Were you wondering, my friends, about how much a recall election is going to cost? Kathy Darling Allen has made a statement that she says the cost of a recall, and stay with me through the end of this, could be as much as $640,000 for all three, if all three are recalled. $400,000 for the first, $520,000 for two, and $640,000 for three. Now, I see the numbers, but I see nothing on how they arrive at those numbers. How does it cost $400,000 to run an election? And I'm sure that it does. I know Kathy Darling Allen. But I would love to know exactly. And okay, there's another person we want to have on to talk about what a recall is, what it means, how you do it, what is the cost, why does it cost that much money? A recall is not ever made easy. I mean, they don't make it easy. That's why you have to, you know, cross your T's, dot your I's, leave, you know, put in all the quotation marks and all those things. But one of the greatest advantages that we have, again, of living in America is if you are unhappy with the person that has been elected, you have every right in the world. Every right in the world to have a recall election. I stand by that right to have a recall election. And if you get enough people that believe it's the right thing during the signature gathering process to put it on a ballot, you know, God bless you for that. But at the same time, there's people that don't want to have the recall. I don't think stopping the recalls is the right thing. You can argue against the recall. You can say, there's no reason to have a recall. But for the people that are involved in this, for the recall, everybody should stand beside them in the sense that they can have the recall. You may not agree with it. Fine. You say, I don't agree with the recall because of this. I got an email from somebody, a friend, that doesn't live here anymore, but he supports the recall. And he says, I heard you don't support the recall, which is not true. I support the people having a recall, of course, because it's America, you know? It's America. And you can have a recall. And if not enough people agree with this, then the recall stops. Not having a recall because you think it's wrong, that doesn't fly with me. You may be opposed to it, and you can even, you know, we've seen advertisements that say, oh, it's a recall is wrong, and blah, 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 blah. But the term stop the recall, which is, I don't think that's in their paperwork there, or their name, has not been used because that is our right. Just like it's our right to assemble, just like it's our right under the First Amendment to say what we want. And people, oh, yeah, but if you can't yell fire, okay, you know, let's split hairs here. You may not like what people are saying. You may be appalled by what people are saying. But to keep people from saying it because you're appalled by what they're saying is not right. If that was the case, I mean, who makes those decisions? Oh, I'm appalled, so I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to make sure nobody hears you. Why do liberal, and I'll use that, liberal Democrats in Congress want to shut down the Fox News station or the Fox Channel? Why do they want to shut down conservative radio? Why does that? If you don't want to listen to it or watch it, it's real simple. Change the channel. I've had people call, oh, I don't like your show. I don't like those shows. Well, don't listen to it. You know, I mean, this is the greatest thing. You've got your choice. There's several other stations around here you can probably get, and God knows you got satellite radio. So the bottom line on this is America. This is what these people fought and died for, is our rights as an American to do these things under the Constitution. And if you don't like it, understand that they have a right. The Americans have a right to do things that other countries don't. Other countries just do not have the rights that we have. That's why do you think so many people come here? They want to be free. We'll be right back after these messages and after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. It's a day of remembrance as the United States pays tribute to the men and women of the armed forces who gave their lives. President Biden is observing Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery just outside Washington.
Oh.
A short time ago, he laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The president was joined by the Vice President and Secretary of Defense. Following the wreath laying, the president delivered remarks.
Remember those who gave their all in the service of America, in the service of freedom, in the service of justice. Remember their sacrifice, their valor, and their grace.
Correspondent Jason Walker reports that a controversial voting bill in Texas that was practically on its way to the governor's desk failed to pass last night.
That's because Democrats walked out of the House chamber right before a midnight deadline. Republican Governor Greg Abbott says he will call a special session to try passing that measure again. The bill would have imposed several changes that eliminate drive-through voting and impose new requirements in order to cast a ballot by mail in the Lone Star State. Jason Walker reporting.
Meanwhile, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp tells the Salem Radio Network he's been busy defending his state's new Republican-led voting law and countering arguments that the bill is designed to suppress votes.
Well, I've told, done, well over 80 interviews now, just telling people the truth about the bill, which is not what the left, Stacey Abrams, corporate America, or Major League Baseball says it is or thinks it is. It makes it easy to vote and hard to cheat.
Three federal lawsuits have been filed against the law. More details at townhall.com.
I have a traumatizing childhood memory of an Easter egg hunt. The big hunt was a big deal in our family, and I have this memory of running and excitedly reaching for eggs, only to have my big brother and sister sweep in and steal them at the last second. It's Ryan, and unfortunately, this is a traumatizing reality our Faith and Family Mortgage team is seeing from families across the country. Families are finding their dream home, only to have it pulled away by another hunter at the last second. At United Faith Mortgage, we unfortunately cannot scare off the other hunters, but we can very quickly get you pre-approved and make it look as good as possible to sellers. And then, once you do grab that Easter egg,
see our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York, Licensed Mortgage Banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org, corporate animalist number 1335, rec animalist number 6533, equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
China's ruling Communist Party says it will ease birth limits to allow all couples to have three children instead of two in hopes of slowing the rapid aging of its population.
The ruling party has enforced birth limits since 1980 to restrain population growth, but worries the number of working-age people is falling too fast, while the share over age 65 is rising. In China's view, this threatens to disrupt ambitions to transform the nation into a prosperous consumer society and global technology leader. Now, a ruling party meeting, led by President Xi Jinping, has decided to introduce measures to actively deal with the aging population. Leaders also agreed to raise the retirement age to keep more people in the workforce. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. financial markets are closed today because of the holiday. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. A Memorial Day weekend racing tradition resumed this year, and there was an historic finish yesterday at the Indianapolis 500.
Elio Castroneves grabbed the lead with two laps to go and raced his way into Indianapolis 500 history. It was win number four for the Brazilian driver, who finished ahead of Alex Palou. Castroneves joins A.J. Foyt, Rick Mears, and Al Unser Sr. as the only four-time Indianapolis winners. The 46-year-old Castroneves, racing for the 21st time at Indianapolis, averaged 190 miles per hour, the fastest 500 ever, with 135,000 spectators on hand. Tom McCabe, Indianapolis.
It's been a rough 2 weeks for the Baltimore Orioles. Yesterday, they fell to the Chicago White Sox 3-1. It was their 13th loss in a row. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today, and I got Mike Huber here to ride alongside me. And good morning. Today is the 31st of May. Good morning, Mike.
The weather today's hot.
I've got something that people were just going to, they're going to go, oh, my gosh. And it's 8:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, of course, and the our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This will be kind of an open line Monday on this celebration, Memorial Day, on the 31st, and Jared's got the weather.
Good morning. It is currently 84 degrees. We're going to have an excessive heat warning until Tuesday at 9 p.m. Today it's going to be 108 with a low of 74. Tomorrow a high of 108 with a low of 73. Wednesday a high of 105 with a low of 72. And on Thursday it's going to be 102 with a low of 69.
Okay. And the what did you finish with?
I finished with Thursday, but we'll go to Friday, 99.
And Saturday?
101.
Sunday?
97.
Whoa, 97.
And that's as far as this goes.
We're back. 101. Hey, weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that has won numerous awards for hiring veterans. Okay, I'll go back. They've won awards for, can I use the term numerous? No, but they've won awards for hiring veterans. It's the only company I know of around here, and that has won those awards, and there's reasons for it. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can get a hold of them at 365-3793. Sometimes I just get carried away. Jared's just been playing just perfect songs for Memorial Day. And the one thing, except for Sammy Hagar, is they're all country songs. I don't hear, like, Beyonce or... And that's really one of the only few I know having songs like that, praising America, praising those who fight our wars.
Country is the way to
Why
go.
Do you think that is? I'll tell you why. The woke generation just doesn't give a damn.
True.
Okay. Yeah. Call me and tell me I'm wrong. Prove I'm wrong.
Well, some are coming out there. They're getting way woke to what's going on.
Way woke to what's going on. Mike.
Sir.
Mike Huber from Estate Grant. Tell us who Mike Huber is.
Well, first of all, I want to be respectful of this day. It was amazing driving into town today.
Wow.
Going through Palisades, seeing the flags, and then there was no traffic on the road this morning, which was awesome. I was like, oh, this doesn't happen too often. But just being proud to drive in today and just seeing this amazing community and what we stand for. You know, we do honor veterans, and it's I'm proud to live here. Proud to be a part of that, and
well, and you know what? Even you could, you know, even the, you know, we talk about, you know, the woke generation, but there's many people out there that are Democrats, and their appreciation of America and our veterans is just as strong. Yeah. So I don't want to make it sound like
it's not R and a D.
It's not. There's no R and D on this day, and there's no R and D in Arlington. Or any of those places. None of them. There's no R&Ds. There's no nothing like that. They're just Americans who died for their country.
So I lived here since 1973. My father decided to get me out of the Bay Area. I was the last child, wanted to start a business, so we came up here. So I've lived here quite a long time, seeing everything from the Mount Shasta Mall go up. Went through Shasta College, did a lot of, you know, when you're in, I was in sales for quite a while, and you learn, you meet a lot of people. And, you know, you learn that there's a way to do business in town and there's a way not to do business. And, you gotta learn from, sometimes your mistakes.
Well, you skipped a part of your early life there, buddy. The
military?
Yes. The military? Excuse me?
That was
one of the reasons I invited you here. What's the matter?
Right over there.
Well, I realized it was the Air Force.
No, Army.
Oh, Army. Okay.
Jeez. Yes. Anyway. I won't hold that
your
against
you. Your laid-back attitude says to me, Air Force. Mm. Okay, Air Force guys, don't get excited. There's nothing wrong with being laid back. You guys are really good at what you do. Damn good at what you do. Okay, you're in the Army then. So what did you do in the Army?
Telecommunication center operator. Worked for three years. What happened was I got a top secret clearance, so they pushed me into all sorts of different positions I was able to do. And it was fun. I wanted to, at that point, I wanted to get out and go to school. And
Sure. But you had your GI Bill then.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Is that something? I mean, people don't realize that what an incredible start in your life is. You serve your country, that the benefits that you earn for serving your country, like the GI Bill for the being able to go to school. The VA loan process.
Well, and just what my kids have gone through and what the money they throw at them and the
I want to talk a little bit about that as much as you can because his sons are both in the service, one in the Navy and one in the Army. And we can't hardly talk about them because one's in the nuke program and the other one is in a special operations unit. I've talked to both of them. They were both of them on leave at the same time, and we all had lunch together, and it was just incredible talking with them. And I don't worry about that generation, that group of generation. Yeah. They're just a bunch of tough guys that are out there doing their job. So.
Well, and it's just, the people that went through, I mean, I saw a photo today of a guy that did Normandy with silhouettes on the sand.
Yeah.
And I was like, it just hit me. Like, all those guys, you know, and I hope that they're, you know, my biggest thing is that our country is not in a good position right now. And I want to change that to where, you know, we're not the ones out there being the police of the world, you know, and dying for other people's causes. So we need to focus on ours.
Yeah. But you know, since what, the Civil War? The War for Independence and the Civil War, we have not fought any wars on our own ground here, in our own nation. We have fought in so many other countries in the world to protect our nation. It used to be that the oceans was a great deterrent to anybody wanting to invade this country.
Well, now with the special ops and stuff, it just, you know, I'm concerned because I don't know what's going on with our world and how it's perceived. And my son is, both of them are knee deep into that. You know?
Right, they are. And one of them sooner than the other.
Yeah.
So,
it's deployed in August.
Yeah. Okay. So, you were in sales and then what, I'm going to take an early break. Okay. Because my question is, what possessed you to get into the granite business?
Yeah, entrepreneurship and how our
counties. So I want to talk about that when we get back. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster is a veteran-owned company. Jeff Wurst, who is also an Army veteran.
Fixed my vet.
He fixed your vet. He's fixed so many things. Like he fixed a windshield on one of my employees in here that had a 6-inch crack along the bottom and fixed it, and you can't even see it. The fact is that Jeff Wurst knows what he's doing. He's been doing this for a couple of decades. He's been through all the schools. He could probably teach a school at this point. Don't take chances with your family safety. If it's a little bitty chip, he'll fix that. It won't get any bigger because little bitty chips, especially during the summer, it's amazing because your windshield is so hot, you turn on your air conditioner, and all of a sudden that little bitty chip becomes a crack going all the way across your windshield.
Don't go through a car wash.
Don't do that. And but he can fix a chip or a crack up to 24 inches in length. That's only at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He'll give you a free consultation on it. And if he can't fix it, this is the best thing about Jeff. He'll just tell you he's not going to waste your time and money doing that. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. We'll be right back after these spots, and we're going to find out about the granite business. And in between, if you've got something you want to talk about, you know, something that is relevant to today or not even to today, about other things that represent our great country, just give us a call, 605-4567.
I've got a bright red sticker on the back of my car. Says United States Marines. And yesterday a lady in a minivan held up her middle finger at me. Does she think she knows what I stand for, or the things that I believe? Just by looking at a sticker for the U.S. Marines on the bumper of my SUV.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Our tribute concert series lineup will keep you entertained with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Performing today's pop charts, rock and roll, classics to country music.
Amarillo, I'll be there.
Tickets 15 each for a table of 10 for $130. Lineup and tickets on sale at windriver.com.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper, and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Churro Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
I saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone line 605-4567. Today we're playing those songs that talk about our military giving that ultimate sacrifice to keep us free, to give us a nation that, you know, God knows, I hope we don't screw this up. And I'm not worried about it for in my time frame, or even Jared's time frame. And Jared's much younger. I worry about it for my grandkids. Absolutely. I worry about that, and then their kids, because we can lose these freedoms with a mark of a pen. Yes. That we decide that we only need to have, you know, you do away with the filibuster, which is and this is what is so ridiculous about this. You do away with the filibuster. So you can do these, you know, do things, accomplish things. That means is that when the next group sweeps in, like they usually do during the off year elections, that means they can do anything they want. And you would have thought that the people trying to do this would have remembered what happened when they changed the rules on judges to making it all judges, including the Supreme Court, when you made it simply 50 plus one. So. You would hope that people would believe in these checks and balances, that they're there and that they've worked. And to do away with them just means is that the next group coming in says, you remember what you did? Well, now you're going to eat it. Anyway, so again, our freedoms are usually a generation away.
That's what Reagan said.
He said some pretty good things. He asked me about it. I gave him that quote. Yeah. We're here with Mike Huber from Estate Granite. Mike's a Army veteran and telling us how, you know, his life, he came up here and all this. But how did you get into the granite business? Because that's a pretty specific business.
It is. I actually built a house and got a terrible granite job up on the hill and a beautiful house. And so from then, a partner and I were already doing other things. And so we decided to open the business. And then went through 07 and went through the ups and the downs, yeah. And lost both partners and struggled to keep it alive in 2010. I knew this was coming. You know, we knew that there was going to be something was going to go on. And so we've been preparing for it and didn't know it was going to be a pandemic. But I guess the biggest thing, I have passion. It doesn't really matter so much about my business or. But when you have passion in your life and you have a goal and a dream, you can do anything. And I think it's just one of those things that my dad taught me that early on. You know, work hard, work your plan your work, and set goals. And I've always done that, and I've always rewarded myself. And hence, when I go out and I have, you know, my time alone that I get to go out and do my passionate stuff, that keeps me going in the business. That keeps my you know, business sense up and what we do. But I just, you know, I want to talk about really what's going on with our community, you know, and the recall and stuff, because I've seen so many businesses, entrepreneurs just get the life sucked out of them, you know, because of what's going on. Crazy story. I was actually at a winery in Sacramento when they told us to close down that day, that Sunday. You got to leave. You can't. What are you talking about? Like, you know, that day that Newsom said, we're closing everything down. I'm like, this isn't going to last for just 2 weeks. Are you stupid? They're going to stretch this thing out a year. Look what happened. So.
Well, they have. And, you know, and I think my biggest complaint on this whole thing is that there's been a lack of a unified, this is the way it is.
Leadership.
And it starts under Trump, and it for sure has progressed under Biden. But there's been one constant in this whole thing, and it's Fauci. And if I don't trust what Fauci says, you know, certain things he says that, okay, that makes sense. But he'll say one thing one time, and 2 months later we'll change it. And here's the thing is that people operate, and you know this, under, if you give them guidance that's clear, good guidance that doesn't change, people then can then work within those, within that framework. But then you get people like Newsom on a Monday that closes everything down that day. And all those people that had spent all this money to open up and been opened up for 2 weeks had to shut down again, supposedly. And they'd already spent thousands of dollars on food, vegetables. I mean, how many millions of dollars were spent to do that? And then he shuts them down.
Yeah.
Well, I had a phone call from a good friend, has a restaurant, and says, what should I do? And I told my friend, stay open until somebody tells you to shut down, which they did.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, when they tell you to shut down, you know what? The sheriff and the chief of police were not issuing citations. But the alcohol beverage control people were coming in. Well, I know people that gave their ABC licenses because that wasn't their biggest, that wasn't
right.
their big money maker, but they just gave them up and they stayed open because they just did not believe they should have to shut down their businesses with this. I can even understand in the first few months where there was a lot of different words coming out because nobody really knew what this was. And the idea that, you know, that it didn't come from China, it didn't come out of the lab, to me is ludicrous. And the fact is that now they're starting to find more and more things that maybe Trump wasn't crazy when he did this.
And they closed down restaurants when they had zero proof that there was any spread in restaurants.
That's right.
And now it's like...
Yeah. Well, where's the big spreaders?
Yeah.
And it was family, it was family get-togethers. We've got a close friend. We have a close friend, you and I, that got it at a wedding, and there were 16 people there. He and his wife got it, and plus like six other people. I have a person that works for me got it at a little family gathering, and not a lot of people. That's where she got it. You know, so, you know, to shut down restaurants when there's no empirical evidence that they are, you know, oh, maybe 2% get it from a restaurant. Really?
Yeah. And why was my business essential? Home Depot is, but, you know, someone else isn't. It doesn't make sense.
I mean, that absolutely made no sense to me. Why can a big box store stay open, but a small store can't?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
And if I wasn't deemed essential, I would have deemed myself essential because we're all essential. We're all here to, you know.
You know,
and there again, I come from the standpoint that I am personal responsibility. I can tell you the story, and we can go into this about the mask because, you know, I'm pretty well fluid in that with OSHA and what they say, and kind of is a little different than what Fauci says. So who are we supposed to believe? You know, OSHA?
Well, here's the difference.
They're telling me I got to wear a certain mask, and then Fauci's like, wear that. Well, and I wear it too.
Well, here's the difference. Fauci makes this pronouncement, OSHA. Can levy fines. And there's the difference. And OSHA says you have to wear a certain mask.
Uh-huh.
They don't care about COVID.
Yeah.
Their whole thing is something else.
No. For me, it's silica, which you can see.
And again, there is, again, the bureaucracy reaching down to slam a small business. And you have to ask yourself, the difference, you know, what really, if somebody is really trying to live, you know, work under their rules and regulations, if you make a small mistake, and in your case, it was, if you don't mind talking about it, somebody hadn't been to the school.
Yeah, no, he hadn't had his fit test.
Oh, he hadn't had the fit test.
He had the mask. Mask works great.
He knew how to use it, through all the schools.
Yeah.
But because it hadn't been fitted correctly, they hit you with this horrendous fine that you were able to fight him down.
Oh, they hit me with nine of them, and they just backed it down to one because it's intimidation. It's like, we'll get you serious violation. So then they nail you for one. That's their goal.
And then they take your money.
Yep. Oh, yeah, every month. So.
Now, I can say that the FCC has come in here once, and they came in to check it, see if we had its new piece of emergency broadcast equipment. I had no idea what he was talking about. He explained it and all this, and he said, I'll just get that today. It'll be overnight in here. I mean, my emergency broadcast system worked, but you had to have this new piece of equipment. And I have no complaints about the FCC because he wrote me a letter. By the time he had written me a letter in the following week, I already had the piece of equipment in, installed, and sent it back to him. And that was fine. Last thing I heard about it. He wanted to make sure that, and he went through every station here. It wasn't just us. He went through every station to make sure everybody had it. And then we all got it. And that's the last time I heard from him. And that, to me, is the way a bureaucracy should work. Do you know about this? No. In your case, I mean, the guy had been through school. He had the mask. He was wearing it. But because it wasn't fitted, it should have been a warning to right, you right, because right. this is but, your first one.
But we're okay to wear this above our mouth, and that's okay.
He's talking like, about his shirt.
No, it's not.
I saw a paper
mask, and this is changed out every 4 hours.
I know.
It is not. And people wear these things and don't wash them. They're going to have more infection.
Okay, my favorite one, we have to take a break. My favorite one was this lady that was in line at I'll fix that for you. You're tall. You can reach it. Just turn it down. There you go. This lady was in line at a grocery store, and she had a long dress on. And they were saying, you need a mask, or we're not going to check you out. And she, you know, she's looking around, and people are looking at her. She reaches down underneath, pulls her underwear off, and puts it over her head. And they checked her out. There's my mask. I mean, come on.
Crazy.
I mean, it's okay. You said a mask. You didn't say what kind. So,
personal
anyway.
Responsibility.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. I'm pretty sure they're shut down today. But we were talking last night. We were talking about designing jewelry and everything. Well, Four Winds Jewelry does that. You go in there and tell them what you want, and they'll design it for you or help you design it, and then they'll build it for you from anything that you want, gold, silver, diamonds, pearls. They can do that at Four Winds Jewelry, plus having just a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices there. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. We'll be right back after these messages.
I knew a man called him Sandy Cain. You folks even knew his name. But a hero, yes, was he. Left boy, come back a man. Still many just don't understand about the reasons we are free. I can't forget the look in his eyes or the tears he cried. He said these words to me. All gave some. Some gave all.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole
welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567. 81 degrees out there, going up to 108 today. Excessive heat warnings are out, my friends. Tomorrow, 108. Wednesday, 105, on Thursday, 102, and then it really starts cooling off on Friday. It gets all the way down to 99 until you hit Saturday, then it's 101 again. So, be careful out there. And I put something out on Facebook about what happens to the asphalt and how hot it gets. So if you're out there walking your dog, put your hand down on the asphalt and see how hot it is, because you'll just burn their little, you'll burn those little pads off. Don't leave anything in your car. Linda said the other day on Friday that a police officer left his dog in the car. Not here in Reading. And the dog died.
Oh, no.
A police dog. Oh. And there's others that, you know, that. So you say, okay, they're not in the car. They're in my truck bed. How hot is the truck bed? So just think about that. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy, retired command sergeant major. A close friend of Mike Huber and myself, is started this business like 12 years ago, literally off his kitchen table, and is now is probably the largest, teaches in the most spots of any instruction company in California, over 46 different places in Northern California, all the way down to Stockton. Northern Firearms Instruction is not only addresses CCW, but advanced pistol, or just, you just want to learn to shoot a pistol. You don't want a CCW.
Does private classes, too.
Does private classes.
You go with your friend,
we all
go have a good day, make it happen.
I taught a private class to ladies, and since then, and I applaud them, since then, they've come out every month Every month, and they have shot again. They all get together. They come out. They shoot for a couple of hours, and then because they want to get better at what they're doing. And when the weather gets a little bit cooler, they want to take an advanced class where they're shooting and moving. And they are ready. They are ready to do that.
Never stop training.
No, never stop training. Maybe Northern Firearms Instruction, usgunpro.com is how you reach them, or give them a call at 999-1822. If you have, I'm teaching another private class tomorrow, starting tomorrow, and it's eight friends that want to shoot together. And, you know, really, it's a good way because you know the people in the class. They're friends. And they all want to take that step of taking care of themselves, taking that responsibility. And it's not just a flash in the pan type thing. You learn how to use a deadly firearm.
I think it's
correctly, safely, how to store it. The big thing is how to store it. We just saw where that little girl was killed because somebody, wasn't even the mother.
Nope.
Somebody
left
came
the
to their home.
The couch, yeah.
Yeah, and just dropped it, put it under the couch.
Yeah, he's probably a druggie.
Well, they should just lock him up. And you can be. If a child gets a hold of a gun and is killed or kills somebody else, that's a felony, my friends, and you should be locked up for that.
But there's also, personal responsibility. There is also just incredible just having it and knowing that you can protect your family or protect people around you.
And Mike Huber is my guest, who owns State Granite, and we've talked about him getting into the business. And I'll just say is that Mike did our house, did our kitchen. And this is the way that we did it.
Your team came in, and
we left for 4 days because we were doing something with Linda's dad. It was a big birthday for them and all this. So we left for like 4 days, and Mike would text pictures to Linda. He never texted them to me; just texted them to Linda. And Linda said, "No, stop it, stop it. I want to be surprised." And we came home after giving Mike the key to our house. And when we came home, it was truly, truly exceptional. It was great. And so I have nothing but accolades for the kind of work you do, and I've seen other work. In fact, the table that we have in our studio, everything rests on, all the microphones, all the electronics, all the wires.
Done an amazing job with.
Set up in such a way. And this is a heavy table. This is like, 400 pounds?
Oh, no, it's probably 800. Well, probably 700 with all the legs.
700, but you've got it set up, though, that you can. Yeah. I can move it around just moving it around just by pushing it. So that's great. Okay, enough of that. Okay, you were talking about.
No, I think I just want to focus on a couple of things today because, what happened over a year ago? I deal with a lot of people, a lot of contractors, a lot of business owners. It's like they let the wind out, It's like everything goes out, and they don't. We have been put into a position, or at least, several businesses here in town. There's been some great businesses that have opened during the pandemic that have made it, like, hey, we're going to open.
Well, yeah, they have.
And these are primarily restaurants and stuff, but they are, those people have a lot of more kahunas than I do to open something like that. Because it's just, I'm not going to do that during a pandemic. Places like Norm's out in Palos Hedro, Arnold's out in Chesapeake Lake City, you got the Bantam Kitchen on Hartnell, all these are amazing little restaurants, holes in the wall, and all opened up during the pandemic.
And our great food.
And our amazing food. And then Dill's. Dill's stayed open during the whole thing. I go there at least twice a week.
So. The Dill's kind of just said, I'm not shutting down.
No.
I'm not shutting down.
No.
And you can't. He says, unless you force me to shut down, of course, in the city and Shasta County, no matter what the Health and Human Services said, our law enforcement said, we want to work on the education side of it, and I am not. They said it on the show. They said it, several times. Each time, the sheriff and the chief did, is that I am not going to make one of our business owners a criminal by giving them a citation.
Well, you're
and they live by that.
Telling them to dictate something that isn't, wasn't a proven thing.
That's a rule.
No. And then there was businesses that went down. And then again, I want to promote entrepreneurship. Because right now,
that's what we
I don't feel a lot of people wanting to invest right now. just because what are we going to invest in? We don't know the playing field. They could change it next week. Oh, you can only have this much capacity, that much capacity. But
yeah, but I'm looking always on, you know, my glass is always like full.
As, yeah,
you know,
too.
And yours is too. You're like that. So I look at what's happening downtown and, you know, the building that's going on down here. I see that as a plus. I see what it looks like downtown now on the weekends, and it's extraordinarily good.
Yeah.
I see that Stillwater is in the process of, you know, yes, it could be a marijuana place, but also this other one, Paliente or something, I totally screwed up the name. That's looking at buying 150 acres there, and for businesses, they construct the buildings, and people to the way people want it, and then they sell the building or they lease the building to businesses coming in here, and that's working. So I see that that people are moving forward. There, you know, we took, you know, it's kind of like in that song, took a sucker punch, and everybody stood, you know, went back on their heels. I feel so much for those businesses. I mean, we just got hammered just like everybody else did.
Well, and what's
but you've got to keep going forward.
Oh, yeah. But the owners, the people that, you know, we're putting in double the time to do the same amount of thing just to keep things alive. And there again, I'm not talking about me. I'm blessed, but it's other businesses that, you know, have struggled. And so I try to support them as much as I can. I don't go into Home Depots anymore. I hate going in there. I don't want to go.
I mean, you got Ace Hardware.
Yeah, I go to Ace, and there's three of them. Palo Cedro's awesome. I mean, I love Palo Cedro.
You've got Ace. You've got Weaver.
Yeah. Yeah,
you've got plenty of places to go to, and if you don't have it in one spot, you know, like lumber, you can't find lumber anywhere.
Yeah.
But I was looking for some boards, and they didn't have it at one Ace, but Weaver has them.
Yeah,
has the wood, so you can stay out of Home Depot and Best Buy and Lowe's and this. I mean, I'm not saying anything about those companies, but.
No.
They should
look at their profits. They have all profited over the last year.
Oh my
Something
God.
Is wrong with this. Like, how can they be making billions and Shasta County people are suffering? So let's, you know, I'm not.
And then businesses got punished.
Yes.
Because, and let's talk about the PPP. That came along, and frankly, it really, you know, it helped us. It really did, to be able to pay our people, pay our rent, and all those things. It really helped. And we've got that forgiven because we used it just the way they said. And then here it is tax time, and I get hit with the thousands of dollars, not as much as everybody else, but I still got hit with over a $2,000 tax bill because they made up their mind at the last second. This is the thing that infuriates me, because I didn't lose enough money. Yeah, we were down just like probably everybody was, with, you know, a few exceptions in the big box stores. It's because we cut cost, we got smarter about the way we did things and all that. But we got hit with a tax bill that other people, if you lost more, didn't. And I'm saying, well, wait a minute, what is this? Because you work hard and you did it, so now you're being punished for it. To me, and again, that's California.
California.
And, you know, Newsom, as far as I'm concerned, have we gone over? We really have. Newsom, there's every reason in the world to recall this guy.
Yeah, well, let's talk about it on the way back.
When we get back, that's right.
Local recall.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, I can truthfully say it's the best place I've had my haircut in Redding, California, or anywhere, because it's the only place I have had my haircut in Redding, California. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments, 244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
I never thought that this is where I'd settle down. I thought I'd die an old man back in my hometown. They gave me this plot of land, me and some other men, for a job well done. There's a big white house, sits on a hill just up the road. The man inside, he cried the day they brought me home. They folded up a flag and told my mom and dad, we're proud of your son. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best company. I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Thanks to you, our loyal guests, we're celebrating 28 years at the River. We have something for everyone, so grab your friends and get ready for incredible giveaways, promotions, entertainment, prizes, gaming, food, and fun. Plus, the opening of our new restaurant, Seasons. And don't miss your opportunity to win a patio boat. It's our birthday all month long, so let's keep the party going. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our 28-year anniversary celebration. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Join us for Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, running Tuesday to Sunday at 11 a.m. and noon. This fun-filled educational wildlife show gives you a special look at Turtle Bay's most beloved animals, including Spike the porcupine, Cricket the barn owl, and more. The Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show is presented by Hempstead's Moving in Storage. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. But I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Memorial Day. Memorial Day really was yesterday, but people celebrated today. 8:54 in the morning, 82 degrees out there, going up to 108 today, my friends. It's tomorrow, 108. And 105 on Wednesday, 102 on Thursday, and it's gonna go all the way down to 99 on Friday. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. I'm here with Mike Huber, the owner of Estate Granite and a veteran, and we've just been talking about a variety of things. You know, when I hear that song, I think about, fighting for your country doesn't mean picking up a gun and taking over the, you know, the courthouse. It means fighting through the channels of elections and, yep, and recalls if that's your method of doing it. The fact is that you're standing up to protect what you believe are the ideals of our country.
Yeah, you don't have to be a veteran to be a patriot. We're, you know, we're all
get in there closer, buddy. We're all, this we're guy's all. Like 6'4". You know, it sounds like I'm talking to you know, talking to my grandson here. So
I am kind of like your second son, maybe.
Yeah, he is. It's okay. Kind of like my little brother. Yeah.
So, where were we talking about?
We were just talking about standing up, I mean, and there's ways of doing it for fighting for your country, and it doesn't mean picking up a gun. No, absolutely.
These women that have the recall going, they're patriots. They're standing up. They are amazing people, and I think we all have the right to do this. The big thing is optics, leadership.
Yeah.
It starts here. You see it here. You see the state level. You see it the national level. And it's costing us the optics, the omniance of what's going on is weak leadership. Okay. When I have this saying, lead, follow, get out of the way. Because yep. When I'm on the racetrack, I either want to be ahead of you, behind you, following you, learning, or get out of the way, people. If you're not going to take the leadership role and do what we need to do in this county, that's what we need people to stand up for. And there's people doing it. And I think we have every right. If it's a popularity contest, then they should be voted in again. If they're not worried about it, but it sounds like they're worried about it. Like there's something to hide. Like there's no transparency. It's just like in our nation's level. The optics are terrible.
Well, you know, they say, you follow the money, follow mm-hmm. the money. Well, that's fine. If you're going to do that, then let's have both sides.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And let's just expose everybody. Expose. I hate to use that word. You want to give the names of people who have given money to this? Then do that. But both sides need to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, the lawyers that have been hired, they're not doing it for free.
No.
So, I mean, so there's money that's being on both sides. So let's not just act like it's one side.
Yeah.
Where the money's coming from. Though it is. I mean, it's not. I mean, you've got, obviously, money has come into both groups on it. So, yeah, okay. Do I care who's giving money? Maybe. Maybe I do. Maybe I like to see it, but I would not go any further. Okay, so this business, A, B, and C, gives money to the recall. And then business D, E, F gives to combating the recall. Well, knowing those businesses, is that going to make a difference in how I shop? I think that it's just both sides are using their rights under our Constitution.
Right.
So you may agree with one side or the other side. The fact is though that it is the right of our citizens to say, I don't like this.
Yes, and that's
and
not that
false. We need a change.
Yeah, and if you, I was listening to Terry's show yesterday. I mean, all the things they have done over the last year, they outlined them. It's like, it's just not one thing, people. It's a lot of things that have led to where we're at today, and it's back to leadership. You know, lead, follow, get out of the way. Let someone get in there that wants to not kick the can down the road, keep this thing going, because we've been doing it for 20 years.
Well, and that's the thing is that every supervisor that gets elected is inheriting the bad decisions of not just the ones in front of them, but the ones from 20 years ago, that there's, you know, that they've gotten them into a situation where it's, oh, my God, we have this much in unfunded liabilities for both the city and the city. If anybody's getting a free ride out of this, it's the city council. They, you know, they gave a 20% raise the other day to one of the people, you know, in the city.
Yeah. Just remember, none of them got laid off during the pandemic. So,
oh my gosh, we've got to run.
I know. See,
here goes another hour. Right,
you know, we can go another hour.
Another two grueling hours. Another two grueling hours.